You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I am Constance Arnold, host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. And today I am broadcasting from sunny, beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. I'm so excited that you have chosen to join me today from all over the world. And especially during these times, I believe that if you are listening to the show today, that the Spirit of God has attracted you here. I don't know how you found my show, but it is a setup for you to really receive the downloads, the strategies, and just that one word that you need that can radically change your life. Well, hello, everybody. How are y'all doing? Just giving a shout out to the world. We are in such difficult, challenging, unknown, uncertain circumstances. But as I say every day in my own life personally, sometimes I don't feel it. All is well. All is well. All is well. Well, I am so glad that you are listening. You know, I hear from my listeners and from my clients all over the world, Australia, all over Europe, Tokyo, Canada, and we all are experiencing the same thing. And I just want to let you know that this show is all about bringing you hope, bringing you encouragement, bringing you inspiration, and strategies. You guys know I'm a big how-to girl. I just don't like to inspire you, but I want to give you specific things that you can begin to implement in your life when now, because we need them. And so I have over 555 archive shows. While you are in lockdown or practicing shelter in place, you can binge out on me. You know, I've been doing the show since 2009. And so even when I go back and listen, I am amazed at everybody that I've interviewed. So I even have been inspiring myself. Well, my show today, I have a great guest, Dr. Marina Bruni, and she is in the movie that was just released this weekend. It is the sequel to The Secret. How many of y'all seen The Secret? Let me see your hands. It is one of the most famous and popular documentaries, as I understand it, in the self-help category ever. And she is featured in the movie How Thoughts Become Things. And I think that Bob Proctor, Dr. Joe Vitale, Dr. John DeMartini, and some of the other people who were in The Secret are also in this movie. But Dr. Marina is going to talk to us about how thoughts become things and how we can, you know, raise our vibration and align with what we desire. She's all the way from the UK, so I cannot wait to hear what she has to say. Additionally, now on the network, you can use Alexa. For example, on my show, you can say, Alexa, play the Think, Believe, and Manifest podcast. So I want you guys to try that out and let me know how that works for you. That's really cool. So, you know, when I realized I have not taught myself for an entire show in about 6 weeks, and that is too long, and I'm itching for it. And next week I'm going to be teaching, and I already know what I'm going to be teaching on. You know how so many people are saying, I'm ready to get back to the old normal. And what I'm going to say to you is, you don't want to go back to your old normal. You want to go back to your new future, your new vision of you, because some of you in your old normal just prior to everything happening, your old normal was depression. Your old normal was mediocrity. Your old normal might have been in a relationship that you should not have been in. So, baby, you don't want to go back to your old normal. You want to take a look at what has changed and transformed on the inside of you and to begin to create your new future. So I want to give y'all some questions that you can ask yourself that will really help. So that's what I'm going to teach about next week. I'm so excited. I can't hardly wait. But before we get to that, make sure you visit my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com. I want you to click the red donate button while you're on that page. You know, the best way to get stuff moving in your life is to give. It's a powerful principle. It puts you in the law of circulation and the law of abundance, because when you give from a place of abundance, you're paying it forward for others, and it has to come back to you multiplied. So when you donate, it helps me to help people who might not be as fortunate as you are. And I'm thanking you in advance. If you're interested in coaching, you guys know I'm really coaching people now on what's happening in your life. And I know many of you are saying, I won't ever be in this position again. So I'm ready to coach with people who are hungry for change. You are hungry for this would never happen to me again. You're hungry for I won't ever be laid off again. You're hungry for living in the version of your best self. So that's who I'm looking for now. You know, I want to help you identify what that new vision is and walk in it, because God has been giving us a lot of things, a lot of downloads since all of this has been happening. So email me if you're serious, if you're hungry, and you're ready to invest in yourself. You know, I've been coaching with my coaches, James Powers and my other mentor, once a week. Why? Because I need it. Nobody makes it alone. So look at some of my coaching testimonies and get back with me. So these are some things, these are some questions you need to ask yourself. What is the Spirit saying to me during these times? You need to write that down. What is the Spirit? What is God saying to me, speaking to me during these times? What are some divine resets in my thinking, in my family, in my job, in my career, in my physical body? What's a reset? That means you start over. So what are some divine resets in your life during this time that you know you need to really deal with? It might be, I've been spending too much money. I need to really be more accountable. It might be, I've been talking about going back to school. I've been procrastinating. It's time for me to do something. So write down what your divine resets are. What have you learned during these times? Have you learned that you don't know how to be by yourself? Have you learned that you and your partner really need to communicate more, because during these times, the two of you have not really gotten along? What have you learned, and what are you beginning to know? These are all questions I believe you need to ask yourself. What has been your thinking around abundance, prosperity, and money? And has your job or your business been the focus of being your source? This is so good. I'm going to listen to it myself. What new routines or habits do I need to begin thinking about and implementing in order to live in my new future or the new vision that I have of myself? And then I just want you to write down what is the vision that the Spirit is downloaded to me of who I'm going to be or become after this process. See, God is speaking. It's a shaking going on. Elvis Presley said a whole lot of shaking going on. It's a whole lot of shaking going on, baby, but really it's shifting. And so you don't want to have gone through all of this and come out being the same person because you're not. But these are questions that I want you to begin to ponder. I may go in depth more next week, but these are questions that you need to ask the Spirit. What are you saying to me? Where do I need to shift? What do my priorities need to be, etc. I know one thing I need to shift, and that I have been shifting, is connecting more deeply with my friends and more frequently. I'm talking about my friends who are not in the city of Atlanta, and really just being radically grateful for them being in my life. The other day, I had a conversation with my mentor in Africa, with my mentor James Powers, and with three other powerful people. And when I got off the phone, I'm like, my God, I just spent the day with five giants, five outstanding, unbelievable, extraordinary people. How blessed am I? So that's what we're going to deal with next week. So I want you to answer these questions so that when I teach next week on not going back to your old normal, but creating the new vision and the new normal for your life. Well, guys, we're going to go to these quick commercials, and I can't wait to hear what Dr. Marina is going to say about how thoughts become things and how we can shift and change our vibration. Share this show with some of your friends. You know, we all know, I got that out, that they really need it right now. So stay tuned, everybody. I'm going to be right back.
Do you have an upcoming event where you need a dynamic speaker? Constance Arnold is a sought-after keynote speaker that will enlighten the entire audience with proven strategies that are aligned with your organization's vision and mission. An experienced speaker for major Fortune 500 companies, Constance has entertained audiences with inspiring change. Constance would love to make your next event an extraordinary success. Contact her today at Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, everybody, I'm back and I'm really excited about my very special guest today. Y'all, she's really smart. Her name is Dr. Marina Bruni. That's my Italian accent. And she's also known as the Global Brain Activation Strategist. And she's an executive coach, trainer, and international speaker who specializes in brain integration strategies. She is writing a book and will be releasing it, entitled The Power of Choice. And she is featured in the movie How Thoughts Become Things with some of the greats. I call him the Godfather, Bob Proctor and Dr. Joe Vitale and many others. And she is on a mission to empower people all over the world to use her proven method to make the right choice with ease consistently. And she is a lawyer. She has the mindset of a lawyer and the skill set of a coach. She lives in London and she speaks four languages, loves dark chocolate. She's a woman after my own heart, and she loves traveling the globe. So, Dr. Marina Bruni, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Thank you so much, Constance, and thank you very much for the amazing introduction. And I'm very excited and very grateful and thrilled to be here today with you and our listeners.
Well, great. You know, I tried to use my Italian accent. How did I do?
That was amazing.
Oh, that's so funny. So here you are. You live in London. Am I correct?
Yes, I live in London.
Okay, you
UK,
live in
UK.
Okay, you live in the UK. And so tell our listeners before we get started, we're going to be talking about how to raise your vibration and, you know, during difficult times and the power of meditation, how to make great choices and all of that during difficult times. But kind of what has it been like for you and people that, you know, your neighbors in London during this lockdown?
Well, I have to say, in London, we have been locked down for just over a couple of weeks now. Mm-hmm. And I see for some people around me, it's been quite tough. I mean, my students, my neighbors, friends, colleagues, almost pretty much everybody is having kind of hard time in coping with the constriction to stay inside. And they're trying to find multiple things to do, because what I often hear is, I'm bored, I need to do some stuff to keep myself busy, I'm thinking about what I'm gonna do after this is over. I want to go back to my normal. I can't wait to go back to my usual life. I want to go on holiday. I'm looking for some holidays and things like that, which I understand. And I also understand that for them, for some people, this situation is challenging and brings for them a lot of sadness, anger, anxiety. And I understand that, but if we keep focusing on the anxiety, on the worrying, on the, what I'm gonna do when this is gonna be over, we are not gonna get any better, first of all, because we keep focusing, we're gonna keep focusing on what we don't have at the moment, what we lack in at the moment. And this will create even more discomfort. This will create even more anxiety, more sadness, more boredom.
I can see that. So for someone who's in lockdown, I know I saw in the news in the US, I think they said 90% of our country is, you know, we're shut in, you know, making a choice. Mm-hmm. How can they begin to, you use the word focus in on?
Yes.
Talk yes. about focus and what do yes. we need to be focusing in on?
Well, I think, and this is my personal vision, that it's true, this situation is very challenging. And of course, I have a lot of respect and honor all those who are suffering, all those who are suffering with this virus, and all those who have lost their lives as well, and their families. Mm-hmm. So absolutely. And I feel for them, and I send them a lot of love and prayers. But we also have to think that we have a big opportunity here, because this is a great opportunity to start getting to know ourselves. I mean, truly know ourselves. Getting in touch with our inner self, with our inner power, and getting to know the people we live together with. I don't know, our family members, flatmates, neighbors, whoever you share your household with, because most of the time, and this is really what's happening in this modern civilization, modern lifestyle, we are focused on doing. Okay, so action, action, action. And we are all the time on that hamster wheel that goes so fast. Doesn't matter where it goes, but it goes. Mm-hmm. And that's the important thing. Going, going, going. But sometimes, most of the time, we are there going so fast, going nowhere without a purpose. And we forget a very important thing. We forget that we are being. We are beings. We are spiritual beings indeed. And what is the essence of a being? It's be. Just be. So if we can unplug, even for a few minutes, from the do mode and connect with the be mode, you're gonna experience an incredible shift.
So it's true.
That's part of a journey, part of an evolution, but that shift is so powerful. Because the thing is, everybody who's complaining, everybody who feels anxious, who feels uncomfortable, is looking for a fix that is an action fix.
Right.
Action. But this is not something that is going to be fixed with an action. We need an inaction, stillness, a moment of stillness, a moment where you can go inside ourselves and connect with our being. So just be.
You know, I love that, and it's so true, because we're about set your goals, set your intentions, 7 steps to get to a successful life. And, you know, I'm for that, but you're so right. It's all about being. And even before this call, I just took some time, I think about 5 minutes, and I just sat in stillness and really got in touch with the God in me, the spirit in me, higher power, whatever you want to say, and just remembered who I am, you know, that the spirit in me controls the whole universe, you know. And so is that what you mean when you say people need to be, instead of figuring out what am I going to do today? And you know, how am I going to do this today? And people are just kind of antsy.
Yes, absolutely. And that's what I did myself as well before connecting for this interview. I did the same thing. I found some quiet space, went into the zone, and put an intention for me to be really of service to you and your audience with as much value as I can. And that's the most important part. Yeah, I do mean that. I'm not saying that action is not important, because action is important. But action needs to be a purposeful action, intentional action. It's not the action where you just do in order to make yourself busy.
So true. So what can people do to really raise their vibration during this difficult time?
Yes, the first thing that is important to do is calming our mind, because in this time, especially when you are forced to be in-house, especially if you want to go out and do stuff, but you can't, what happens is that your mind gets a bit scatty, and so it goes like cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha, a lot of thoughts coming and going, you just go from one thing to another, not finishing anything and starting pretty much, I don't know, 1,000 things in an hour or stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing is calming your mind, and that will come also that sense of anxiety and discomfort. And in order to do this, meditation is fantastic. I love meditation. But I have to say that when I started my journey, like more than a decade ago, I was one of those people who couldn't even think about meditating. I was feeling itchy and nervous and in discomfort. So I understand those who don't want to meditate, those who can't stand the word of meditation. But I'm telling you that if I did it, everybody can. And now I love meditation and I meditate an average of an hour and a half a day. But I'm not asking you to meditate an hour. No.
Right.
That would be too much for somebody who's not used to that.
So when you say meditate, that can mean many different things. Are we meditating in silence? Are we listening to some music? Is it guided meditation? Where should people begin to calm their minds?
Yes, well, all those things are all amazing, and I've done all of them, and I teach all of them. The easiest thing, in my opinion, is, and this is what I've also experienced with all my students, the easiest thing is focusing on your breath. And so basically how I teach this is that find a comfortable place where you can sit. You can sit with cross-legged, or you can also sit on a comfortable chair with your feet on the ground. Close your eyes and focus on your breath, your natural breath. I don't want you to emphasize your breath or to do, strange kind of breathing exercises. No, just focus on your natural breath and the movement that your body does when you breathe naturally. And the ideal would be to do this at least for 3-5 minutes. However, if you feel uncomfortable, even starting with 3 breaths would be an amazing start.
Wow. And so, Dr. Marina, when they are doing this, they're calming their minds. And so what happens when a thought comes in their mind like, did I leave my pan on the stove, and is my stove still on? Should they just gradually push that out of the way and go back to following their breath?
Well, that would be very typical indeed. I mean, you should expect that thoughts like that will come to you as soon as you start relaxing and focusing on your breath. Yes. When these kind of thoughts come to you, you just stay still with a gentle attitude. I don't want you to be aggressive with your thoughts or with yourself. Just try to observe as an external observer. Don't engage with it. Just watch your thought pass by, like you would watch like clouds passing by. And you can smile at them and then go back to your breath, focusing on your breath in a gentle way. The important thing is that you do everything in a gentle way without being aggressive, without beating yourself up, because that's normal. It's part of the practice, absolutely.
And so I can hear listeners say, well, that's really good, Constance and Dr. Marina, but I just got furloughed from my job. I'm not working. How is me sitting still and meditating going to bring more abundance, money, and prosperity in my life?
Well, first of all, worrying and getting anxious about that is not going to help you for sure.
For sure.
Getting more still, getting calmer, and getting more back in your power so you can manage your mindset and your feeling will give you that sense of calm where you can make better decision, more sound decision and choices. And you will have more clarity of mind to assess all the options. And you know what? When I am, and also my student, when they are in that calmer state of mind, they come up with ideas that they wouldn't have ever thought of if they were still in their action do mode, anxiety mode. Absolutely. So,
you know, that's so good. You know, I am a great witness, and my listeners have heard this story before, but I'm going to tell it again. You know, maybe about 15 years ago, it might've been 20. I was desperate for money. I don't know if anybody listening is, and I was anxious. And then kind of like Dr. Marina said, I just began to sit still and meditate. And, you know, I say that we live moment by moment. And so in one of those moments, I got an idea to write a module on leadership training. I had never written a module or proposal, you know, Dr. Marina, but I began to, write it. It might have taken me like 7 days. And I received a phone call from this lady who I hadn't talked to in years. And she said, Constance, I looked in my desk drawer and I saw your card. I had sent her a thank you card like 7 years earlier. She said, I have $100,000 that I need to use before the end of June. It must have been around March or April. And she said, do you have anything for me? And I read her what I had. She said, good. She said, if you'll take $99,000, I won't have to bid it out. So I ran and got in my car, Dr. Marina, and drove and signed that contract. But the story is, it was when I was quiet and still in the midst of a lot of chaos that the spirit downloaded that idea to me.
Exactly. And that's the perfect example, because the thing is, when our mind is crowded with thoughts and emotions of anxiety, there is no room for great idea to come in because we are all focused on the bad. Mm-hmm. So we need to leave some space, some room, the door open for the good to come in.
And so you and I had spoken before, and you talked about fifth dimensional living and being. So explain that to listeners. And when we begin meditating, will we go up to the fifth dimension, or what would that look like?
Well, some of us do. Some of us do. Some others, they still need some practice to get there.
Okay.
The fifth dimension is where time and space are all collapsed, is the here and now, is where everything happens just because of the power of what you of your intention. It's instantly, the materialization is instantly. Mm-hmm. Is that dimension where when you connect with your higher power, with your true self, with your God, with your goddess inside you, you fly. I mean, your energy body flies out just up there, and it's where everything begins. Is where everything gets created. Is where you create energy to matter.
You know, I love that. And so meditation is a process. Would you say meditation is a process for us to take our minds and our thoughts off of this third dimension, what we can see, feel, touch, and all of that?
Meditation is a process. Meditation is a journey. Meditation is a practice. The thing is that And I've had a lot of this type of conversation, especially recently in the last couple of weeks, because of this situation, because I've been given this advice to a lot of people. And so, but I also say, yeah, meditation is great. And now it's a great moment for you to start because it will help you. But you need to keep going and keep doing this even when you go back to normal, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a practice, it's a way of life, it's a philosophy, it's a part of our essence. Because meditation is that tool that makes you in touch with your being, and so it's a way to be. Because when you meditate, you just be in the here and the now.
Mm-hmm.
And the more profoundly you get in tune with that, you get connected to that, the more in depth you go high in the fifth dimension.
Yeah. Well, you know, you have a book that you're writing that's coming out called The Power of Choice. So do you believe that people can always learn how to choose their highest good no matter what the current circumstances might be?
Yes, I am. I truly and deeply believe that 100%. And the thing is that even when people say, I don't really have a choice, we do have a choice, always. And not making a choice, it's a choice. It's because you are making the choice of not making a choice.
Mm-hmm.
So I truly believe that. And the thing I want to emphasize, and I want our listeners to understand, is that what the best choice, the better choice is for you, it's something that you need to assess in the here and now. Because here and now, it's here and now that I am making this or that choice. And this is the best one for me right now. In 10 minutes, 10 days, 10 weeks, 10 years, circumstances will be different. So at that point, I will make another assessment and I will assess other type of choices. But the thing is, what I'm trying to channel with this is that most of the time, people tend to assess their choice afterwards.
Yeah.
But that couldn't be wronger because assessing your choice backwards, when you made that choice, you didn't have the tools, the instruments, the knowledge and the experience that you've gotten later on.
So let's use an example that listeners can relate to. I'm going back to someone who's been furloughed, or maybe you're a small business and they had to shut down and you don't know where your next paycheck will be coming from. Can they begin to choose maybe right now? Maybe they can assess, oh boy, things really look bad. But then can they come back and choose and begin to think and focus in on, well, even though things look bad, I believe something good will happen for me. Is that what that would look like for a person to focus in on and assess what the situation is and then intentionally choose what they want to think and feel?
Yes, absolutely. And that will help them make better choices. That would help them also see more options. For example, the example that you just picked, which is very, very current, unfortunately, I have to say. Yeah, that's true. A lot of people have lost their jobs and the business are in difficulty. But if we look around, there might be other opportunities. For example, brick and mortar business, for example, are in difficulties, but the online is skyrocketing. So start looking at all the online opportunity that there can be. That's an option. Another option could be, I don't know, call centers. Call centers are assisting mm-hmm. customers from over the phone. So you don't need to go to the physical store. And I'm sure they are experiencing an increasing demand for services. So there might be vacancies over there. And it's something that you can do working from home. Another option is, well, another thing that I've heard is that tech companies are kind of in demand as well, because tech companies, again, online, digital, and all this kind of stuff. So that's another option.
Well, you know, what I love about what you just shared is that when people choose what things, when they begin to choose, well, I may not know how, but I know things will work out for me, then the unlimited possibilities and, like you said, other options will begin to be downloaded to them.
Exactly. The important thing is that they are open to the possibilities, because, of course, if they only want that specific job that is not available anymore, well, that's going to be a bit difficult, right?
Right. And if they're and if they're in fear and scarcity and lack, then they may not be open to the possibilities.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I heard somebody say that in the quantum where there are unlimited possibilities, but it's only when you observe them that that they begin to show up in your life.
Absolutely, because what you focus on expands.
Hmm. So you're in this upcoming movie that's going to be released, mm-hmm. and How Thoughts Become Things.
Yes.
And so here you are all the way over in the UK, in London. How in the world did you attract that to you? How did that happen in your life? I want listeners to hear. Were you seeking that, or did you want to do a movie? What was your thinking and what were you focusing in on?
Well, actually, I wasn't really looking for a movie, but what happened was that, of course, I'm very much, I'm devoted to my mission, and mm-hmm. I love helping people. And I attended an event where Doug, the producer of the movie, was mm-hmm. speaking. And so we started talking about different things, and then we kept in touch. And at some point, he mentioned to me this project of this movie, and I was like, that's cool. But I didn't even express that thought. I thought that just in my head. And then he started talking to me about the mission, the mission behind the movie and everything and things like that. And I said to him, oh, well, that's amazing. And you know what? It's really in line with what I do, with what I teach, because I teach right brain, left brain integration strategies and how to make the right choice every time so you can design the outcome you want in life and blah, blah, blah. And then at some point he just stops me and says, well, you know what? You need to be in this movie. And I was like, oh, okay. So that was really something completely unexpected, a mm-hmm. gift from the universe. And it happened because I kept my mind open. I was there with no expectation. I attended this event, and then I kept in touch. I built up a relationship, and that's how things happen, because that's the best way for that to let them happen, because it's something that develops naturally.
I got that. So the $100 million question, how do thoughts become things?
If it's the $1 million question.
Because you mentioned focus, and yes. You know, and I mentioned that in the quantum world, you know, there are unlimited possibilities, but it's only when you observe them that mm-hmm. they show up. So tell listeners, how do thoughts become things?
Yes, it's a combo, it's a process. I mean, thoughts always become, I mean, thoughts, we attract what we attract in our lives. It's we do that all the time, right? Because what we focus our attention to, that manifests in our lives. What we think of most of the time and believe it, that's what appears in our life. That's what materializes in our life.
Mm.
Now, some people tells me, this doesn't work for me. And my answer to that is, it works for you as well, because everything you got in your life is because you attracted it. If you don't like the result, that's another story. If you don't like the result, it's because you put the wrong instructions out there. But everything that we have in our lives, we have created, we create our own reality. And how we do that is with the power of our mind and heart, basically. So,
we'll talk about, and you know, I got two questions going on. And so for listeners right now, it's really important what they think and feel, what they're thinking and feeling and focusing in on.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but I don't want them to get anxious about that, because, I mean, negative thoughts, they happen all the time. Mm-hmm. The important thing is that, really, if there is one thing that I could give them as a homework, that will be keeping the mind open to other possibilities, new possibilities, things that they would never have a thought like even 5 minutes ago. So an open mind, that's the most important first step, especially given the situation, the current situation. That will be a huge help for everybody out there. Yeah.
And so, you know, I read something the other day. I was going through one of my journals, because whenever I listen to something on YouTube or read something, I write it down in a journal so I can go back and reread it. And it said, anything good can happen in your life at any moment. You know,
That's at any moment,
your life can change.
Yeah.
And so, even that small mantra or belief, if people will begin to think anything good at any moment and just be open to the possibilities, because you use the word opportunity. This is an opportunity for people instead of a crisis. So the more people are open, the more they will receive possibilities.
Yes, you said that so beautifully. Absolutely. I totally agree with that. Yes, yes. The more open you are and the more relaxed you are, because openness is also being relaxed, whilst when you worry, when you're anxious, you're all contracted, right? You're the opposite of relaxed.
So true. And then you mentioned, I think you said that the heart and the brain need, and your mind needs to be coherent or in harmony. What did you mean
Yes.
by that?
Brain coherence and heart coherence is when you reach that that point where your mind and brain are aligned completely, and there is no scattering of the mind, no negative thought, no bad feeling that gets in and breaking that harmony, that coherence. Because when your mind and your brain go hand in hand in the same direction, thinking the same, toward the same goal, that's where you send out in the universe a coherent message.
So give me an example of that.
Okay, for example, let me think. Okay, this current situation, someone who's just lost the job, their job, and they are focusing on finding a new job, right? So with their mind, they think, I'm finding a new job, I'm finding a new job, I'm finding a new job. Okay, so that's their thought. But with your heart, they feel scared, because what they feel is, am I going to find another job? What if I don't find another job?
Mm-hmm.
In this case, their mind and their heart are not in coherence, because one part of them thinks about finding another job, focusing on finding another job, but deep inside, what they feel is the fear that they're not going to find a job. And in that situation, what they send out in the universe is an incoherent message, because it's like they keep one foot in the scarcity and the other foot in abundance. And so in that way, it's not going to work, because the universe doesn't know whichever you are calling for.
Yeah. So how do you bring those, merge those two together? Is it through meditation, or how does that happen?
It's through practice. There are a different
practice.
Type of exercise. Yeah, through practice. It's a different type of practices, exercises, as we are all different. There are some exercises that work better for some people and other for other people. But the important thing, the important message, and this is where sometimes it's challenging for people, and I've had a few students that had some big challenges with this, with understanding this. You have to understand that it's a process. It's not something that is going to happen overnight. It's not something that's going to happen after you've listened to a YouTube video or after you've read a book.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that you have to live every day. It's something that you have to practice every day and make progress every day. Baby step progress. Not big jumps. I'm not talking about big jumps. I'm talking about baby steps, because it's something that needs to be understood at a mind, body, and spirit level. Because only when we embody that means that we start mastering it.
So true. So this is so good. So Dr. Maureen, is there anything else you would like to share with listeners before you share your contact information? Anything you feel like listeners need to hear?
I want to tell everybody who's listening us right now that, first of all, I'm sending you all a lot of love and healing energy. And any time, any moment that you feel like you have no choice or you don't know what to do or you feel suffocating or overwhelmed, I want you just to pause for a second. Try to find a quiet space, even if you are in a public environment, just lock yourself in the toilet. Just close your eyes and stay with yourself, focusing on your breath for 1, 2, 3, how many, you will decide how many. You will feel when you feel better, and that will help you calm your mind and ground yourself and help you open your mind to the possibilities.
Oh, yeah. That's really great. That's really great. And so tell people your contact information, your website, your coaching services. You know, we don't, and if you know when the movie will be released online, I know things have stopped in a lot of areas. I have a client who is in entertainment and a lot of things have stopped for her. So what's your contact information?
Yes, absolutely. My email is marina@marinabruni.com and my website is www.marinabruni.com. And if you go to my website, I have a free ebook that's called The Morning Routine That Successful People Won't Start the Day Without. And it's something that I wrote a couple of years ago, and I love it. So I hope you will love it too. And it's been of inspiration for so many people because it's a bit different to your typical morning routine. So it's not something about that's going to take you hours and hours in the morning. So even if you're a very busy person, you will find some good value out of it.
And so you're also an executive coach and a master coach, right?
Yes, I am. And I serve my clients worldwide. I mainly do, especially this day, I mainly work via remotely via Zoom or Skype. So absolutely get in touch if there is anything I can help you with. I will be more than happy to do that. I also work with companies and business executives, both remotely and in person, but of course at the moment there are restrictions with the in-person work, but absolutely I'm always happy to serve and help any way I can. Definitely, absolutely.
Yeah, and that's what I love about you. She is really all about service. She's really smart. You know, she is trained and she's passionate about really helping you to go from where you are to where you desire to be. And she even put up with me pronouncing her last name the way I did with my Southern accent. And thank you so much, Dr. Marina, for just coming on and sharing with listeners all over the world.
Thank you so much, Constance. It's been a real pleasure being here with you and our listeners today. And you pronounced my name beautifully. So,
thank you. I have a client and she's from Italy, but lives in Australia. And whenever we finish a call, I always say ciao. And that's all I know. That's all of the Italian that I know. So I'm going to say ciao to all of our listeners. And of course, you can visit my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Share this show with one of your coworkers, your friends, your family. Listen to it over and over again and take notes and really pray over it and ask the Spirit to give you the wisdom, the knowledge, and the enlightenment that you need for your own life. And like I say every week, and especially now, you are surrounded by a loving, giving, nurturing spirit who is aware of even when a bird falls to the ground. So that means that you know that God is aware of you and what you are currently experiencing. And I like to say, you know, you may say, Constance, I'm in some difficult circumstances. And the thing about this loving God or spirit is that the spirit loves to be right there with you in the middle of challenging and difficult times. Believe it and believe that you are loved and that God is aware of you. Enjoy your week.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.